Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. This is the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, episode 67. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Every once in a while, I need to look inward at my own life and remind myself how blessed I am. I often find myself falling into a mild depression, stressed and discouraged by what I have not yet achieved. So it's important for me to look at the good things in life, the blessings that I have been granted, and the great achievements that I've already attained. Life is good, and sometimes I need to stop and smell the roses. Or in my case, I need to stop and smell the high-octane racing fuel because that's what brings me back to good times. I find that the best way to snap out of my occasional funk is to get to work, refocus on what matters, and get stuff done. Because when I'm productive and I make progress on the things that matter most, I am happy. And even though we struggle from time to time, overall, I have an amazing life. I am blessed with an amazing family. I enjoy an integrated life and spend lots of time with my kids. And I have been successful in business and in leadership. And every day, I continue to pursue my dreams and work to achieve greater success. And that is what makes me happy, the journey, making progress and knowing that I am making a difference in the world. I want you to reach for your dreams. I want you to be successful in your own life and feel good about it. So today, I will share my 10 steps to a successful life. Support for everything we do here at Entree Architect is provided by our platform sponsor, FreshBooks, the easiest way to send invoices, manage expenses, and track your time. For a free 30-day trial, visit freshbooks.com/architect. So I've been reading a lot lately, and there have been two books that have really helped me to make some significant progress in my life. They're sort of a 1-2 punch in my mind. I would say that these are probably the two best books that I've read in the recent future. And one I probably have mentioned both of them in the past, but I wanted to bring them up again here today, talking about success and how to achieve it. They're sort of the 1-2 punch I think when working together, they really work well together. The first one is The One Thing by Gary Keller, The One Thing. And the second one is The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. I know I've discussed The One Thing. I'm pretty sure I also have commented about The Compound Effect. Both books are excellent. The Compound Effect I even gave to my 13-year-old son and said, hey, go read this. This is important stuff. And he came back and told me that he really, really enjoyed it. I'm starting to get him to read all my business books and success books. He really likes them as well. So these two books have really made me think and get me focused on the things that really matter. The One Thing by Gary Keller, it's all about finding that one thing that really matters most in your life and really focus your life on that. And by achieving that one thing, everything else in your life becomes easier. He asks a question in this book over and over again. He says, what is the one thing that you can do this week such that by doing it, everything else would be easier or unnecessary? And I know I've talked about this in the past, in the last month or so, but it's really the key to achieving success is finding the one thing that matters most in your life. And really focus on getting that done. You know, make sure you're doing the things that matter to get you to achieve that one thing. John Lee Dumas, one of my favorite podcasters at the Entrepreneur on Fire podcast, John Lee Dumas, he talks about FOCUS as an acronym, FOCUS, FOCUS. It means follow one course until success. Follow one course until success. Focus. To write that down and pin it on your wall. Follow one course until success. As architects, when we focus on one market and drive on that, follow that one course until success, you'll be more successful as an architect. In life, follow one course until success. What is the one thing that you want to achieve in life? Follow that until you've achieved it. As small architects, small firm architects, we're constantly pulled in so many directions. And I would say that most of the work that we focus on is probably not really contributing to our long-term success. It's not driving us towards that one thing. It's important that we stop and remind ourselves every day, like I said in the beginning, I need to stop every once in a while and look around and remind myself that this is what matters. What is your one thing? You need to remind yourself of that. Are we working daily to move closer to achieving that thing? I've even heard people talk about setting timers for maybe every hour or every 2 hours, just to remind themselves, is this what I should be doing right now? Am I getting distracted or going back and forth? Is this what I wanted to do today when I sat down? Is this the one thing, or this is the item that's going to get me toward the things that matter most? Am I working on my path to my one thing? And the second book, The Compound Effect, is all about small victories leading to great reward. It's about making the right decisions. It's about creating routines and establishing new habits. Because every decision you make, from the very minor daily choices to the massive decisions of which direction you're going to lead your life. Every decision will lead you to success or failure. It depends on the decisions you make. So making the right decisions and achieving small victories will lead to major reward. I've actually written in the blog the story of my 1969 Camaro, of how I started as a young kid, probably around 10 or 11, pushing a broom at my dad's auto repair shop, and that leading to making enough money to buy my first Camaro, American muscle cars, and I had a small business going of flipping these cars. I would buy cars that needed some minor repairs and some cleaning up, and I would buy them and I would flip them. And I did that several times in my life, or as a child, from the age of 10 or 11 all the way through 13, or I started pushing a broom around 10 or 11. I bought my first car when I was 13 years old, and it led to me achieving the purchase of my 1969 Camaro Rally Sport, which I have to this day. I bought that car when I was 16, and today, 45 years old, I still have that car, and it's still an important piece of my family's life now. And at that point, when I was 16 years old, that Camaro was my one thing. As a 16-year-old, you know, having a cool car in high school really is a big deal. It helps you build confidence in it, and it gives you access to people, and helps you network, and gets you girls. You know, it gives you freedom. So it's funny to say that now, as a 45-year-old, that this toy car basically was the one thing at that time. But as a 16-year-old, that was my one thing, and that was probably my first introduction to this idea that small victories can lead you to a major reward. And these two books really kind of work together. That you focus on your one thing, and then you take action. And that's really the key here. That's really the theme of what I want this episode to be about, is about taking action. Because action is the only path to success. And I want to take a quick break right here to just thank FreshBooks. I mentioned them in the beginning of the episode here. They are our platform sponsor. As a platform sponsor, FreshBooks has provided us funding and support for our mission to become an influential force in the profession here. They recognize the need for small firms to build better businesses and be better architects. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use invoicing software designed to help us small firm owners get organized, save time invoicing, and get paid faster. It takes care of invoicing and expense tracking, estimating, reporting, and it all happens out on the cloud, so we have access to it wherever we are, anywhere we are, anywhere we have access to the internet. And they have great award-winning customer service that can help you get set up and started in no time. So you can try FreshBooks for 30 days for free. Go to freshbooks.com/architect and enter Entree Architect, ENTRE, Architect, and let them know that you heard about FreshBooks from me here at Entree Architect. I appreciate that, because when you support FreshBooks, you're supporting Entree Architect and allowing us to do more with what we're doing here on the platform. So check them out. Even if you just go click over and see what they're all about, I'd appreciate it, and I think that you'll like what they have to offer. So action. Action is the only path to success. Dreaming and planning are very important, and we've talked about those topics before here on the podcast and on the blog. I talk about dreaming. I'm a big dreamer. I love to dream, and it's part of the reason I am where I am, that I've dreamed so large and have dared to dream. And planning is crucial. It's essential to getting to where you want to go. Without a plan, you'll end up elsewhere. You won't end up where you want to be. You can kind of, you know, set the destination and then have no plan to get there, and you could end up somewhere else. And so dreaming and planning are important. But when it comes down to how to make progress on those dreams and how to execute that plan, the only path, the only path to success is to take action. The only path to success is to take action. Gary Vaynerchuk, I don't know if you've heard of Gary Vaynerchuk. If you're out there on the internet, I'm sure you've run across Gary Vaynerchuk. On Twitter, he's Gary V-E-E. He's an author and speaker, and he's the founder of VaynerMedia, among many other businesses and many other accolades. But Gary calls what I'm talking about here with action, he calls it hustle. He's constantly reminding us in the videos that he does. He does a video series called Ask Gary V. It's really good. I every day, it's about 15 minutes long. He does a really good video series. He reminds us all the time. For years, he's been saying, get out of your own way and get stuff done. Stop talking about it, stop thinking about it, and start doing it. That's his message. Do it. Take action and do it. And that's really my message here today, is take action. Every great business, every great architecture firm is the result of focusing on your one thing, making the right decision, setting up routines and establishing good habits, and taking action, massive action. Success doesn't just happen. Successful firms don't just happen. You can't just design great architecture and boom, you're successful. Success is a choice. It's intentional. It takes action. Everything good in my life, you know, except for the blessings of having great parents, and that's God's gift to me, but everything else in my life really has happened as a result of focusing and deciding and doing and taking action. My Camaro, my 69 Camaro, didn't just fall in my lap. I focused on it, and I made the right decisions, and I took action step by step, these small victories leading to a great reward of having that Camaro. My marriage, pretty much everybody's marriage, taking that big step of proposing to your spouse, that for me, you know, it's about taking action. You know, and that's funny saying that, but that's what that is. You know, is deciding that you're going to ask this person to be with you and be your partner for the rest of your life. That's massive action when you ask someone to marry you. Launching Five Cat Studio, our architecture firm, and deciding to be partners as a married couple. Anne Marie and myself are partners at Five Cat Studio. That's our architecture firm. Launching that firm, you know, leaving an established position in a mid-sized architecture firm where I would have become a partner, a big decision to leave there and to start my own firm, takes action. Moving out of the house where we launched Five Cat, we launched it in our basement, and moving to the big public office and renting 2,000 square feet with no employees. Took big action. It's a big decision, and then doing it, pulling the trigger, and finding that space, and signing the lease, and paying the money, is all part of action. You can sit back and dream about it and plan about it, but if you don't take action and do that, that big office never happens. Growing staff, knowing that you have to hire the right people, and doing it before you are in this crisis mode. Takes planning and action. Moving back to the virtual studio a year ago this past November, that really took a significant big decision to leave that big public office and everything that went with it, and building a new studio at home and moving back to the home office, sending our staff out to their own remote studios and building a new business model around this virtual studio concept. That is a big decision to take a firm that's been around for 15 years, 11 years in that big studio, and leaving there and taking the risk that people are going to understand that we're still doing what we did, but we're doing it in a new way. Relaunching the blog in 2012 and making a decision to take Entree Architect from a hobby and just writing about business for myself, and deciding to become an influential force in the profession, deciding that I'm going to become a leader for small firm architects in the profession. That takes, especially for an introvert, takes tremendous action and persistence to get through that. Launching the podcast on 12/12/12, December 12th, 2012, and sharing my knowledge, sharing everything I know about architecture and the things that have made us successful and the things that we have failed at, sharing all of it and doing that here on a microphone and putting it out there for the world forever in recordings. Action. The hybrid proposal hour, first course, sharing my own business documents, you know, taking the things that are typically proprietary and putting them out there for other architects to purchase and to use for their own. Launching the Entrepreneur Architect Academy in the summer of 2014, this past summer, deciding and taking action to help others to achieve their success. Taking what I know, taking my time and building this up so people know it's there, and then spending all the time to develop it and make it something worth doing, and it's working. You know, the members of the academy are succeeding. They're making decisions and learning from one another's, and their firms are growing. Public speaking. My first public speaking event in Denver of 2013 at the AIA convention in Denver 2 years ago. My first big time on a stage. In order to expand our influence here at Entre Architect, takes action to make the connections with the people who make those decisions, and try to become an influential person in order to, for them to notice you and invite you to speak on a stage in a national forum. And the future of Entrepreneur Architect certainly also will be the result of action. The platform will grow to an even greater resource, and will have even more influence for small firm architects in the future because of the things that I have planned and the things that I am taking action on. I plan on writing books and having live events and speaking on even bigger stages. All of those things will happen as a result of taking action. So how do we take action? How do we achieve the one thing, our one thing, and live the successful life of our dreams? How do we do that? I have 10 steps to a successful life that I'm going to share here with you today. This is how I do it. This is how I've done it. This is when I read these books, this is how other successful people do it. So my 10 steps to a successful life, whether you're launching your firm or you're growing your practice to the next level or anything else in life that matters, this is how you do it. The 10 steps to a successful life. Number one, identify your one thing. What is your one thing? What is the one thing that if you get it done today, it'll make everything easier or unnecessary? What is your one thing? And you can do that at a very macro level, and you can do that at a very micro level. Identify your one thing. So number two is decide. Decide that you're going to do this. Each big thing that happened for me is a result of deciding to do that. It's not, there's a difference between dreaming and planning and deciding. It's a decision. It's yes or no. Do I proceed or do I stay where I am? It's a decision. So number two is to decide. Number three is to create a plan. And this is something that I've talked about before, but what I want to make very clear here today is, you have to create a plan, but it doesn't have to be this big, long, complicated thing. Keep it short and simple, and don't waste too much time on details, because once you get started, things will change and it will evolve. So keep it short and simple. Create a plan is number three. Number four is schedule your success. Schedule a time on your calendar that you are going to work on this one thing and only this one thing, and be consistent and do it every week or every day or however often you want to do it. But schedule it, because if you just want to do it and you just plan to do it and you mentally have it in your schedule but it's not on your calendar, it won't happen, because the rest of your life will fill that gap and will take over that area of your life, and you won't have time to focus on your one thing. So you need to schedule your success. Number four is schedule your success. Number five, clear your calendar for working on your one thing. So don't only put it on your calendar, make sure that there's nothing else that's going to interfere with it. Number six, turn off all distractions while you're doing it. While you're working on your one thing, turn off the internet, no social media. Make sure all of your notifications are turned off. Turn off your phone so it doesn't ring. Make sure your family is aware that you are focused on getting something done that matters. Your coworkers, close the door. Put a sign on your door. Get there early before anybody shows up. Work late. Whatever you need to do to not be distracted and focus for the amount of time that you've determined in order to work on your one thing for that day, do that. Turn off all your distractions is number six. Number seven, dedicate yourself to success, okay? You need to be intentional and determined that this is going to happen. You need to dedicate yourself to this. If you want that life of your dreams, you can do it. You just need to do it. You need to be intentional and determined. That's number seven. Number eight, this is the big one. This is the theme of the whole episode here. Take action. Do it. Get out of your own way. This is a problem that I have all the time. I get in my own way. Get out of your own way and get to work. Get out of your head. Do all these other steps, and this number eight step, take action, will be easier because you've set yourself up. You've been intentional. You've identified what you want to do. You've decided. You've created the plan. You've scheduled it. You've cleared your calendar. You've turned off all your distractions. You dedicated yourself, and now you're going to do it. Take action, number eight. Number nine, check in. You want to make sure that you're doing it. So if you have scheduled a half a day to work on your one thing, then you need to check in every once in a while and remind yourself that you should be doing this, because sometimes your mind will float. You'll get the distractions that you can't control. You may, be sitting here and your mind will go somewhere else. You need to, if you need to, then set a timer. Set a timer for once an hour or every 2 hours. Are you doing your one thing? Bing! Check it. Number nine is check in. And number 10 is repeat. Go back to the first one. Identify your one thing. Decide. Create a plan. Schedule your success. Clear your calendar. Turn off your distractions. Dedicate yourself. Take action. Check in. Repeat. Do it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Small victories. It's the small victories that are going to lead you to great success. It's the only way there. You can read all the books in the world. They all say the same thing. They all say, make a plan and then take action. The greatest entrepreneurs in the world, they didn't get there by sitting around hoping that it's going to happen or dreaming that it will someday happen. They got there by doing it, by knowing what their one thing was, deciding that they were going to do that, and they did it. Take action. Are you ready to take your life to where you want it to be? Today is the time. It's time. It's time. Take action. If you like this episode, please go to iTunes and leave me a review, because this is how you may help me spread the word about Entrepreneur Architect and our mission to become an influential force in this profession. An influential force for small firm architects. That is our mission. And the only way that mission gets spread is if you spread it for me. Go tell all of your friends about the Entrepreneur Architect podcast, and go to entrearchitect.com/iTunes and leave me a review, because that's how other architects will find the podcast. And if you like this podcast and the articles over at the blog, you should sign up for the Entrepreneur Architect Report. That is my free weekly newsletter. I have over 4,000 subscribers, and I would say that's the most popular thing I do. As much as people like the podcast and the blog, I think the newsletter is the most popular. So if you want to subscribe, go to entrearchitect.com/newsletter. You can leave your name and your email address, and I will send you my thoughts every week. I'll send you a link to the podcast, a link to the blog, and a link to a free resource for small firm architects every week in the newsletter. So that's a wrap for today's show. Show notes and a direct link to download this episode may be found at entrearchitect.com/episode67. Quote of the week before we go: do you want to know who you are? Don't ask, act. Action will delineate and define you. You know who said that? Let me say it again. Do you want to know who you are? Don't ask, act. Action will delineate and define you. That, my friends, is Thomas Jefferson. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. I'll see you next week, and thank you very much for listening. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.